This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Woody plant encroachment is a growing problem. From 1990 to 2019, tree cover increased by more than 17 million acres across the Great Plains, a cost of nearly 350 million tons of forage production. The most invasive of these encroaching species is the eastern red cedar. Seed dispersal from a single cedar covers a 200-yard area beyond the tree, affecting 26 acres of grassland. Controlling red cedar can have a positive economic impact for producers by creating more usable acres. Because red cedar invasions occur gradually over a period of years, noticing the loss of forage can be hard. Trees less than 2 feet tall have little impact on grass productivity, with forage growing right up to the tree stem. However, as the tree grows, the forage loss becomes more pronounced. As the amount of forage available decreases, grazing intensity needs to be adjusted downward, using fewer animals or a shorter grazing period, or both. Failure to cut grazing pressure as tree cover increases leads to overgrazing. Overgrazed rangeland suffers side effects expensive to correct. There will be a flush of undesirable plants, a loss in water infiltration, heavier soil compaction, exposure to wind and water erosion, and an absence of wildlife habitat. These direct factors don't even consider the reduced performance of grazing livestock. Control of small red cedar trees less than 6 feet tall can be economically achieved by prescribed burning as long as there is adequate fine fuel loads and proper burning conditions. Cedars larger than 6 feet tall are often more difficult to regulate. Fires only scorch and kill lower branches due to the lack of plant material needed to generate the heat and flame length to ignite the uppermost part of the larger trees. Control on large trees can be achieved by timing prescribed burns with periods of low leaf moisture during dry or drought conditions, but those conditions intensify other risks. Land managers can cause more damage to large cedars by creating ladder fuels. Ladder fuels are flammable plant materials strategically positioned to allow ground fire to climb into the tree canopy. Using a strategy dubbed cut and stuff, land managers cut smaller red cedar trees and stuff them into the understory of larger trees, thus increasing the fire intensity and the overall effectiveness of prescribed burns. Where fire poses a safety hazard, trees can be handled with more dollars and a dozer or tree clipper. The cost of tree removal can be balanced with the financial return of more grazing acres. Complacency and procrastination concerning woody species encroachment can lead to loss of income, not only through decreased stocking rates, but also the ever-rising cost of tree removal. To learn more about pasture management, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.